Welcome back to Radio Boston. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty, and yes, it is Wednesday, so time for sports. Joining us now to discuss is WBUR Sports and Society reporter Shira Springer. Hi, Shira.
Hello, Meghna.
Okay, so let's just start with this.
For one last time, Usain Bolt settles in his blocks over the 100-meter distance.
Well, it's a clean start. It's a good start by Coleman. The Americans flying in lane number five. It's the American leading the Jamaican at the moment. It's going to be Coleman. But on the outside in lane number eight, unofficially 9.94 seconds. Well, was it Gatlin in lane number eight?
It's not that often we can play an entire sporting event, but that was it. The 100-meter sprint on Sunday at the World Athletic Championships. What happened? Was it Gatlin?
It was Justin Gatlin and Usain Bolt, the most electrifying figure to date in track and field. Came in third.
Shocking.
Absolutely shocking.
Really? And I mean, this was no pun intended, like really shocking.
Really shocking. I mean, this was supposed to be his grand finale of a tremendous career where he was supposed to walk off, you know, with the winner's laurels, but he didn't.
It's still hard to believe, and especially given who beat him, right? I mean, Justin Gatlin has more than a checkered career.
Yeah, Justin Gatlin is he has twice been sort of convicted or suspended for doping, and he's not well-liked. What you didn't hear in that were the boos that rained down from the stands in London after he won, and there were boos again at his medal ceremony because he is not a well-liked figure in the track and field world. He was suspended twice, as I mentioned, and including one time for 4 years. So that's a pretty major suspension. And they don't know what sort of the residual, the long-term effects of doping, you know, is. So maybe he's still benefiting in some small way from the drugs that he was given earlier in his career. And there's a real sort of ethical problem many athletes have and many fans have with him competing. And also you sort of, you have this division, right? You have Usain Bolt, who's kind of rejuvenated the sport, kind of made people forget a little bit about doping.
Yeah.
And then this marred his, what was supposed to be his retirement party.
Right. And he came in third, right?
He came in third. Yeah. I mean, it's shocking as Usain Bolt losing a race is. There were some signs. You know, he had had some back problems. He also is a horrible starter. It's sort of weird to say that about the world record holder. But, you know, he is known for his late race surges.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
You know, he just couldn't make up a poor start. And it's sad. It's sad to see him go out like that. I mean, he handled it graciously, but it's sad. It's sad to see the career end like
totally.
That.
Totally. Yes, it's sad because it was his last official sort
I'm
of
sad. And I was there at the beginning. Like, I was there at the beginning when he came on the scene in the 2008 Olympics.
We may be sad today or this week, but, you know, people for like a generation are going to look back and just and see the highlights of this man's ridiculously amazing career.
I mean, ridiculously amazing is the perfect way to describe it. I mean, this is a guy who set world records by letting up before the finish.
And checking out the camera.
Exactly. Mugging for the cameras.
The
right. I mean, this is a guy who basically could beat the competition and not seem to try all that hard to do it.
Yeah, and there was a recent article, was it, I can't remember, New York Times, that talked about he even has an awkward gait.
Yeah, he
does. Like a really unconventional gait.
He's unconventional in a lot of ways. Just he has this outgoing personality, which isn't often common for sprinters. He has this unusual gait. And he's just this ebullient person that you don't see it often. He's a rare kind of guy. And he's tall. I mean, that was the other kind of outlier thing. Most of these sprinters are really compact, muscular guys.
And he has an awesome name.
Okay. And he has the perfect name. The perfect name, right?
All right. Well, since we're talking about Usain Bolt and most of us first heard of him when he ran in the Olympic Games, there are some other Olympic sports, I understand, or potential Olympic sports we should be talking about for
Paris?
2024.
Yeah, Paris is considering e-sports or competitive video gaming.
No.
Like, you're rolling your eyes,
no.
And so am I, right?
You've got to be kidding.
I'm not kidding. You know, listen, this is a sport that's generated like $400 or $500 million in revenue. It has something like a global audience of 320 million. I mean, it's ridiculously popular in certain pockets, but I don't know how you feel about this, Meghna. To me, it's not a sport.
I've tried to find ways to push back against guests, but I am not pushing back.
Good,
here.
Good. I mean,
look, here's what I have to say. Video gaming, definitely people are making professions out of it. It's hugely popular, as you said.
It
lots
takes
of
talent,
money.
Right?
It takes talent, takes practice. I get that. But to me, the Olympics are about athletic ability. It's a test of the body, not so much of hand-eye coordination through a controller.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. And I also think, you know, so we're laughing and having a, you know, fun conversation about this, but the reality is it also sort of dilutes the Olympic brand. I think more and more when you kind of pull in these sports like swimming or rock climbing or whatever you have, or even some of the extreme sports that they've been pulling in lately to both the Winter and Summer Games, it's kind of like, what is the Olympics all about? You know,
You're a super traditionalist. I have no problem with rock climbing being an Olympic
really?
Sport.
No, really?
Really?
And listen, I know that there once upon a
That's
time
physical
was,
effort.
Yeah, once upon a time there was tug of war in the Olympics. I get that, you know, the games have evolved and should continue to evolve. I'm all for that. But, you know, at some point you just got to say no. No.
Well, so maybe the bigger issue is just a fundamental problem with the Olympic Games right now, that there's something lacking in them that makes them have to seek out new things to make it more popular.
Exactly. I mean, I think you have addressed, you've hit the nail on the head. There is a fundamental problem with the Olympic Games, and they're trying to figure out a way to solve it, to get younger audiences, to get more money. But I don't think esports is the way.
All right. Well, Shira Springer is WBUR sports and society reporter, including all sports except esports, maybe, today.
I will not be covering any esports anytime soon.
Everyone, what's your Twitter? What's your Twitter, Shira?
At Shira Springer.
Yeah, send your complaints to her.
I was like, should I even say this aloud? What are you setting me up for? Boom.
Shiragate 2017. Yes. Thanks so much, Shira.
Great.